Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
What's up, everyone? Peter here with Gamertag Radio E3 2018. It's pretty much my first interview of today. Got to go check out a brand new IP from, or a brand new title release from Deep Silver. It's F1 2018. Sitting here with Lee. Talk to me about F1.
Yeah, so this is the ninth title we've released now since we did F1 2010. And this is, a continuation of our F1 series.
All right, so what are the improvements and changes that players can expect for this newest release?
So I think the biggest thing, and I'd say the headline feature, when you consider that our tagline this year is Make Headlines, is that we've brought in a media element to the game. So it's not just about being the greatest on-track Formula One driver. It's also about how you manage the media as well. So the questions that you get asked and the way you answer them, all of those things impact very heavily on multiple areas of your career.
All right, and that's actually one thing that I noticed. I actually got accolades from the Red Bull Racing team saying, you know, you're playing along with the corporate line.
Yeah, you did. In the questions you were asked, one of your answers was well received by the team. You know, so that was very positive in that respect. You motivated a department, and that's what it's all about. So we wanted to sort of judge how the player plays the game in sort of a few respects. So do you show sportsmanship or do you show showmanship? You know, answers in some ways will motivate some departments or will draw attention from other teams. You know, so it's not just about being the best on track. It's about the persona that you have as a person as well.
Right, so in that instance, you know, the management saw, you know, they saw the correct answer. How does that benefit the player later on? Like, does it affect contracts or negotiations?
So in that respect, with that particular answer, Red Bull saw your reputation increase. So when you come to the contract window, of which they will open multiple times throughout the season, you would be in a stronger position to get a better contract with Red Bull. So in that contract, you may be able to negotiate better R&D, a better pit crew. You might be able to negotiate, you know, more simultaneous development for the vehicle, so you get better parts quicker. You know, so you can actually directly impact on how things work with the team. But you can also, if you want to impress another team, for example, your answers may also do that. Or it also may be that a team's looking for somebody who exerts a certain characteristic. Are you a sportsman or are you a showman? You know, so again, Red Bull may want somebody who's very much a sportsman. And in your answer, you answered in a very positive corporate way. So it's all about not only motivating each of the departments, but also looking at the big picture of not just improving your worth to move teams, but also being in a stronger position to barter for a better contract with your existing team.
Or other team. So, what other changes for 2018? I did notice that there was the bar in the middle of the screen because that's a new ruling. How does that affect? And is there other rulings that could be within the game?
Yeah, so the sport this year, they've added in two new tyre compounds. So we've got the new compounds in the game. We've got the really soft compound now, the hyper soft. And there's also a really hard compound as well, which you've added into the game. So again, as always, we're keeping up with what the sport's doing. There was obviously the big visible change and the safety change in the sport of the halo. So we include the halo on the cars. But for the cockpit view, we give the player the option to remove the center column, because obviously the eye works very differently looking at a screen than it does looking at a halo in 3D space in front of you. So that's something we've allowed the player to do as well. We've also got new tracks this year as well. So Hockenheim's back onto the calendar, which is a great track. It's a really famous Formula One circuit. And Paul Ricard's new this year, so that's a new circuit that we've modeled for the game.
So obviously F1, everybody's synonymous. F1 is synonymous with gas-powered engines. Obviously, we've got electrics, you know, coming up as, you know, in popularity. Are we having any electric vehicles highlighted in the game?
So we've added in the energy recovery system this year. So obviously that's the battery power that augments the petrol engine. And the player now has the ability to manage that through the race, through the practice sessions, through the qualifying sessions. We have a practice program which educates them on how to use the ERS. And it really mixes the racing up, because the AI also have the same system. So they intelligently know when or when not to use it or what mode to be running in. It's got five modes, so you can choose the deployment and how heavily you want it to be harvesting. But for players who don't really understand that and don't want to play at that level, they can set it to auto, you know, and the game will actually manage it for them.
Okay. And one last thing. I know typically when you're in a race team, and I know this more so over the last couple of years, I've been following like Le Mans, 24 Hours, and stuff like that. Obviously, they're usually, you know, you have a driver deployed with a team, and, you know, obviously, aside from your teammate, you have some people you may or may not get along with on the track. Do we have those features here in F1 2018?
Yeah, so we wanted to give the driver the freedom to challenge anybody they want to race against in the sport. So previously you were given a rival in F1 2018. You can go out and pick who you want to be your rival. So, excuse me. So originally your teammate is obviously your initial rival. Your second rival will be whoever you choose. And because obviously you're looking at building your character and your persona in the game and your value in the game, if you pick somebody who's a real challenge to beat and you beat them, your credibility will go up massively. But if you choose somebody who's not so good and you beat them, you know, that obviously won't gain you quite as much. So it's all about actually not damaging your reputation and getting the best, you know, best out of who you challenge.
Awesome. All right, so when can racers expect F1 2018 to hit the market?
F1 2018 is out on August the 24th on PlayStation 4, Xbox, and PC.
All right, one quick question. Who's your favorite racer right now?
I've always been a Lewis fan. He's just brilliant, isn't he? But yeah, there's quite a few drivers out there that I do enjoy watching. Lewis in particular, Fernando Alonso, obviously.
I was just about to say, I was telling your compatriot here, actually got to meet him this past January. I was doing the 24 Hours in Daytona. I got to meet him, Bruno Senna, who's also on the team as well. I think it's Lineker or something, who's on the same team with Bruno Senna. So I'm like a newer fan to the F1, you know, and 24 Hours. So it's really good stuff.
But was that what brought you into F1? Was it the fact that Fernando had branched out? Did that make you more aware of what was going on in F1?
Well, aside from and it's funny because you have him, who else? There's a couple of other racers who have changed. They're no longer racing in the regular races. They're now doing that. And plus, it's not just, you know, prototypes there. You've got luxury and all those others. So it's just seeing all the different types of cars out on the track. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, it's great to see drivers proving that they are such a good all-rounder that they can actually turn their hand to any vehicle.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got that feel, you've got that feel, and it translates across it, obviously.
So. It definitely shows. So thank you very much for all your time.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.